I know you feel. No, 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 no.
It's so wonderful.
It's not something I should be listening to, bopping to, like.
I was kidnapped and put in the back of a car.
No. To-
like, we all grew up, like, around instruments.
Oh, give me one, give me.
Y aunque tú naciste, nacieron los dinosaurios.
Hispanics unite!
Yeah! Ah! Oh, we should buy, like, ring powers.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome to another day, another way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way.
Yay!
Let's go. First try.
Anyways, my name is Jose.
My name is Fernanda.
And my name is Marlon.
There you go.
Marlon. Uh-huh. Today we're going to be talking about music and our lives. So how music fits into each one of our lives.
Woohoo! Woo, woo, woo! I'm excited for this one.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
I love me some music.
Me too. I could not do life without music. Sorry, Madeline.
No, yeah. I think everybody needs music in their life.
Serious. Oh,
everybody needs music.
Somber music.
In their life. Everybody needs music.
It's only some art.
What was that?
Okay, some people enjoy that.
Last episode, we talked about us growing up, right?
Yes.
So, music also plays a big part in our journey of growing up.
Yeah, it does.
So, what kind of music did y'all listen to?
I listen to El Club de la Aventura.
Eres el Club de la Aventura, donde los niños aman a Jesús.
There you go.
No, I listen to the No, I listen to the mariachis.
Oh, give me one, give me.
Aunque tú naciste, nacieron los dinosaurios.
That's my favorite birthday song.
Yeah. So it was very like mariachi, and my mom listened to like the old classic songs.
Oh, mm-hmm. What are the big names that we should know?
Vicente Fernandez.
Vicente Fernandez.
Ding 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 ding. What's that one? Ding 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 ding.
That was a bang. Yeah, that
yes!
was a bang. That
we listened
so
to those
good.
Too. My dad, like, we would have CDs in the uh-huh. car, and that was one of them. Mm-hmm. Okay, bet.
That
like...
was so good. Yeah.
Hispanics unite!
Yeah! Oh, we should buy, like, ring powers.
Like, Power Rangers?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Dante.
Stop, Dante. Shout out to Dante, but right now we're recording. Oh, Danta.
It's Dante. He has a weird name.
Dante.
Anyways, back to it. Okay. Marlon.
So how do y'all feel like that like influenced your growth like spiritually? Or how did that like influence mm-hmm. you in general?
So my brother and I started Jose the camera, please.
I am trying my best.
Jose the camera, please.
It could have been fixed if my brother Rusty, but then you go into that.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to call you out. Okay, Jose and I actually were taken to music classes by our parents without us wanting to.
I was kidnapped and put in the back of a car to my music classes. That's what happened. Let's tell the truth.
No.
Let's tell the truth.
That did not happen. Mommy, it's for Jose, no yo.
Wow. So you're a snitch. That's what we're doing.
No, but what was the first instrument we started trying to learn?
Guitar.
It was piano.
Piano.
For you, it was guitar?
Oh, no, I was just guessing.
Oh, for us, it was piano.
Don't.
Be nice. We started learning piano. I don't remember if it was actually in Honduras. Mm-hmm. But I know that when we moved to Mexico for a year, the pastor's older
kid.
Son,
mm-hmm.
he would teach his guitar.
Piano!
I got you.
Yes. He would teach us piano, like, before or after our... we had Grupo Casa, mm-hmm. and it would be at our apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was either before or after it. Because people would literally stay at our house till 1 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
That always happens. Like
at our house, like
Hispanic people, like any get together.
Yeah. I would fall asleep in chairs. Did that happen to you? Yeah. I was just like, okay, I'm going to sleep because we're staying.
Yeah. Bro, one time we had this like Bible study we had in Honduras. Like I was young, and it was like super late, and I had some cars. Like my dad was like leading it, and I was just on his lap playing with my toy cars. Then out of nowhere, I just fell asleep with the car on my knees.
That's no cute. Way. But that's how we started, and then we went back to Honduras and started learning guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Oh,
I didn't want to play the guitar either. Piano. I was in kindergarten, so
yeah, I was in fourth grade.
Yeah, I was not feeling that. And then guitar. Yeah,
it I always hurts. Had a love for the drums. I didn't even know it. I remember one Christmas though, I asked for a drum set.
Oh, you did.
And I got a drum set.
It was How big was it?
I don't know.
Like
I don't remember.
The kid toys?
I feel like I was too little where, like, you know, when you're little and life kind of just happens in flashes. Mm-hmm. It was kind of one of those moments where I remember. I had
but you
like,
remember. Wow.
I remember. It was a drum set.
You remember?
I never
You remember?
I remember.
You remember?
Also, you are a very, like, tippy-tappy person. You like making noise. Just, okay. I've noticed really? That. Yeah, you do.
He has a tendency to tap on the table or recording, so we have his
I
hands
haven't
tied.
Tapped it. I haven't
we have his hands tied under, and he can't get out. He's not. Hey, put him back. Put him down.
You fix your hair. Oh. You have two little bunnies on the top. There you go.
Okay.
Okay. You're welcome. Anyways, so you started with drums as an infant, and then what happened?
Well, I never got, like, instructions, so it kind of just dissolved until we came here. And obviously, I started playing the drums at church.
Yeah. And Jose taught you a little bit of what he knew. Who else?
A little bit.
Well,
I taught him all I had.
He didn't have much.
Who else helped y'all in your drum, like, starting to play the drums?
That was, okay, there was Jason.
Jason, shout out to Jason.
Shout out
to
Jason. He helped a lot.
Jason, he helped.
Of the band, he was the one. You weren't there.
He's a pretty cool guy. He's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Yeah, but he knows a lot about a lot.
Yeah.
Like he's like a handyman and has his own business, but also helped to start the band.
He has like a music like business like sound systems and everything. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
And then there was
Elvis. Shout out to Elvis. Yeah. He better be watching. Elvis, hermano, usted tiene que estar viendo estos videos y compartiéndolos. And he taught us. And that was at South City Church.
Yeah.
Oh, also, by the way, South City is actually getting a new building, or they just got it, and it's pretty cool. We can talk about it later, but...
That's cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Growth,
yeah. And Jesus' blessing. But that's how we all started, yeah.
So, like, the type of songs that you listen to, like, growing up, how do you feel like those? How was your walk with those?
Ask it again. I'm sorry.
Like.
Yeah, what?
Obviously, you, like, we all grew up, like, around instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, y'all playing being forced to play an instrument. Obviously.
Yes. Yeah.
And growing up in a Christian household where, like, you know, you obviously play worship songs or sometimes just songs that don't have anything back to it but are not really focused on God. And obviously coming to the U.S. and then kind of like implementing other kinds of songs. Like
those were a lot of questions.
No, it was just like I'm saying based on this is how do you think your like music taste has changed or has it changed at all?
Oh, okay.
You went to like the back rows, to the dark alleys, to get to that question.
I like to give context.
Thank you. We appreciate it. It just scared me a little bit because I was like, I could not keep up.
Yeah,
I could do without the context.
Anyway, I would say, oh, help. Okay, so let's say we were talking about road trips earlier today, and whenever we would go at with our family, we would pull out this like accordion album full of CDs, and we would choose, and we would. It was so
accordion
fun.
Accordion album? It's just a CD album.
A CD album. It looked like an accordion. That's what I was trying to say.
It was an accordion.
And then. So I always enjoyed our road trips because of that. And we would play a lot of different genres. One of, nobody please get offended, but we would play Ove Siete, which was like a pop-ish, like a pop band.
Yeah.
And we would play that, and it was like old pop. Like, and so that was fun, and that was like the only like secular music that we would listen to. And then other than that, it was always like worship music.
It was Marcos Witt.
Marcos Witt, Jesus Adrian Romero, Daniel Calvetti, all those.
Big dogs.
Yeah.
Big dogs. Big dogs.
Yeah. That's what we would listen to. But then here, moving to the U.S. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I remember my last few years in Honduras, I actually started listening to a lot of English music.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, it just became very popular.
Yeah.
So, like, I could literally, I knew, used to, not anymore, super bass. Like, I could go, like, the rap section, I'd be like, blah, 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 blah. And, like, I knew all the pop songs, and the reason I wanted to know them was because all the girls knew them.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to fit in. And so, like, if you ask me about, oh, what pop music do you listen to, or, like, you know, it's all, like, 2012.
Oh.
That's all I know. And then, like, after that, I kind of stopped listening to. In college, I went through, obviously, a little, like, taste of freedom, and then I started listening to, like, all the popular Latino artists, like Bad Bunny or Ozuna or Camilo was my favorite one. He's still, like, the most wholesome one. And that's where I went. But then I started listening to the actual lyrics, and it's scary what they say. Like, the actual lyrics, it's scary. I was like, that is not something I should be listening to, bopping to. Like, so then I kind of stopped. And now I'm just in a different era.
My mom is a city girl. Even though she, like, she grew up in the Pueblo, she was a city girl. So whenever, like, she would play, she says it a lot, that she used to like a lot of English pop music.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, do y'all know the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah.
Yeah. She would listen to those. And so it would be very, like,
yeah. Oh, she was cultured.
yeah. So when we came here, obviously, during school, like, middle school, elementary, you get influenced, like, Ozuna, and you get influenced to those, especially when you input with, like, your people.
Yeah.
And they just play, like, all these songs.
Yeah.
And then they have, like, their romantic era.
Yes!
Oh my gosh, yeah. So.
Yes. I mean, there are some songs that we're made to cry for. You know that some girls, they're like, I feel like I want to cry, and then they have a playlist to cry for.
No. I believe I can fly. No.
I don't have one of those, thankfully. But yeah. It just, music is so, I love it. I couldn't do life without it.
Yeah.
What about you and your journey with music?
Just Christian music when I was little. Christian music when I was middle school. High school, I got into rap because of my friends. Quickly realized I didn't like that. It's just some wild stuff in there.
Yeah, it's like reggaeton.
Yeah.
There's some wild stuff there too.
And then I found what's that one?
Jesus.
It's like, okay, I might seem like a very old guy because of this, but I found jazz.
Jazz is really actually jazz. Very, I love R&B right
now. R&B
I love
good.
R&B.
But yeah, there's that. And then there's, I think it's called, I don't remember it, but it's kind of like rap, like very like relaxed. And they, like, don't really, like,
R&B?
Talk that much. It's just, like, I don't know. I remember.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. It's,
you listen to country music.
Okay, you're in the head.
I used to listen to country music.
It's my story.
Okay. I used to listen to country music.
Hey.
I was hardcore.
Hey.
I'm just saying. I get you.
Sorry. Let's listen to him.
Anyways. So that was high school. And then college comes in. I started listening to a little bit more Hispanic music just because I lost my Hispanic touch.
Oh,
honestly, it was just.
So that's why you sabo. Did it?
All my friends, yeah. No, what? No, sabo.
Okay, bye bye.
It's because I didn't have my family here no more. And then this one right here, she didn't call. I have to call her.
Yeah, whenever I was in college, I would just, like, I lived 2 hours away first of all. Second of all, I was crazy involved in college, and it, my bad, I did have to, like, call and reach out to the family more. But don't you love the relationship we have now?
Anyways,
we have a close relationship. Okay.
I still talking. Yeah, got stopped like all.
Why is he so sassy?
Stuff. But now in college, now I am listening to country because my friends. Yeah, I just got. I like country. There's different type of country though, like not the newer one. But like a little bit like older country. That one's nice.
Yeah. I was doing research and there's like so many like subtopics of songs. Like there, you know, you have indie, you have pop, and then there's like categorized in like so many different things. So I'm just glad worship is just worship. But then you have adoration.
Now.
And then now you have like rap, Christian rap, and then you have
Like Daddy Yankees. Like, I was like, whoa, that is so new. I was like, whoa. And I kind of liked it because it kind of reminded me of the beats that I used to like. But, okay, Jose has this very good playlist that's like a 9-hour playlist in Spanish.
It's very long.
It's very long, but, like, it makes me...
My English one is longer now.
Really?
That one's, like, very long now.
So that's what I listen to. Like, either the Jose Spanish playlist or the English one, or... Christian workout girl. Girl.
Yeah.
That's what I listen to.
Yeah. Because there's like so many, obviously, like you have, you heard of a Christian country music?
No. No.
There's this singer. She, what's her name? I forgot. Ann Wilson. I was into her music. Her music is nice.
Yeah.
Is it country? Yes, Christian country?
She was, what's it called? Amplify. It was good. Amplify was so good. You know how many people were there?
I wish we had gone, but we... you weren't... Whoa. You went, and I'm glad you went. I wish we had been able to join you, but that day, we were at the mission conferences in
Bryant. Yeah. I remember.
But I'm glad you went.
Thank you. It was fun.
So, how do y'all... Obviously, how do y'all feel... Jose, you talked about rap and you didn't like it. So how do you feel about Christian rap?
I feel like it's an interesting thing. It's good because like people like that are used to rap. That now they got like something they can like relate to. And it's easier for them to get into it. But I mean, to listen to it, I like it, but I wouldn't be like worshiping with it. Like to it. Like to God with that. That's just not. I like just regular. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to say regular Christian music, but it's just like, that's not something I would like worship with.
Definitely is not. It does not fit like on a Sunday service.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Totally.
Yeah.
Exactly. Up to the stage and be like, oops.
Yeah.
Justice Bueno.
God, yucky.
But I would say. There's a time and place for those things. Like, let's say whenever we're at youth group and we want background music and there's a lot of kids that are, it's their first time coming to church and stuff like that. That would be a way to get them excited, but just to make sure that the lyrics are displayed or in some way, somehow maybe, that way people are like, oh, they're not scared. Obviously, rap is associated with like the world. Most of the time, but if they see that as like different lyrics and stuff, like that way the parents also don't get scared and stuff like that. But like right now, Forrest Frank is like
he is popping.
He is popping, and I really wanted to go to his concert, and it sold out.
Yeah,
but he's talking about adding dates, and I'm like, I want to.
Yeah.
It's just that type of Christian music. It makes you like so like okay. Music has this power of changing your mood, but whenever the music has to do with God, like it literally, it amplifies it. Yes, it is just like literally, I get to like just get hyped and I'm praising the Lord. Yeah. I love that.
David's Psalms came through music.
Yes,
and it's the word, so it's like it's definitely so like I like it too. Obviously, like Jose said, I wouldn't worship, but like at the same time, it's like some of the lyrics. It depends, like, what the lyrics are.
Yeah, like, we need to make sure if it's, like, based on the Bible. Because even though some artists may say they're Christians, we always need to question. Mm-hmm. Because there's going to be false prophets everywhere. Mm-hmm. So we need to be like, is this biblical? Mm-hmm. And, like, actually go to the Bible. And we cannot just blindly listen to music, blindly follow people and stuff like that. So I agree with that. Everything needs to be biblically
based. Yeah, I think social media also plays a big role in it. Kind of, like, pushes stuff.
Yeah, like TikTok. TikTok is, wow.
Bro, a little sound from TikTok, everybody's, like, singing it. Mm-hmm. And now, like, the Instagram, like, you can, like, put songs on it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I'm finding, like, a good amount of, like song, Christians, yeah. like, yeah. songs. I'm like, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So I look it up on Spotify, and then, oh, there it goes.
Yeah.
And I listen to it. I'm like, that's a good song.
Yeah.
So that's, like, that's another, like, good way to, like, share, like, Christian songs.
Exactly.
People, and people are like, oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah. Because imagine, like, Forrest Frank and the guy that is, like, JKVE. They collabed.
Yeah.
And, like, that song went, like, crazy. Mm-hmm. And then, I love Forrest Frank. Sorry, I'm, like, fangirling. But he also collabed with Tori Kelly. That went big. And he's collabed with a guy, I think, named Caleb. And
Yeah. Oh, KB.
KB, yeah.
Oh, KB is. Okay, that's, he's a rap artist, like, a Christian rap artist. And he was at Amplified. He's pretty
really?
Good.
Really? Okay. You see? And I think it just, ow. Why am I hitting myself so much today? I think that it just makes the unbelievers see themselves in a different light. Like, they're like, whoa, I can actually have fun.
You can enjoy it.
Exactly, because people think that being Christians is like so slow and like we have to follow rules. And it's not about that. It just changes your whole life. Mm-hmm. And I think music is a big part of it. Mm-hmm. And some of the artists that we have nowadays are doing a great job.
Yeah. And I think kind of what you said about lyrics or like how music amplifies it. Mm-hmm. I think rap music and like that kind of like indie pop music has, it's similar to what we used to listen to, right? Like you said about Bunny and how you said that some lyrics were like I should not be saying this.
Mm-hmm.
Rap puts in like certain lyrics that are actually good to listen to, like lyrics that are actually good to like say. So you know, you could be like, you could be hype, you could be in the gym,
yeah, exactly.
And
you could be
like, God is good all the time, be like, just be like, basically, in a kind of state of worship, but kind of also just knowing that it's something that's not like bringing negativity or bringing bad thoughts into your
mind. It's still God-centered.
Mm-hmm.
Your gym session is now God-centered. Mm-hmm. Your car rides are now God-centered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I love music, and I love the way it fits into my life now.
Yeah.
It's
so good.
Yes.
We all love music.
Yes, we do. And you do have something to share with us, don't you?
I do. Which fits in perfectly to this theme. I have a John 4. Oops, sorry. I'm just going to...
Yeah, you can hold it. struggling.
Big Bible. Okay, John 4:23, verse 23-24, and it's Jesus talking to this Samaritan woman, and he's basically telling her, "You people come to this mountain, y'all idolize a place to worship," and he's kind of telling her that he has come, and everybody will be able to worship. Like the he tells. Let me just read it. He says, "But an hour is coming and is now here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Yes, the Father wants such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." So, talking about like Christian rap and all these, all the instruments we play, all the worship sessions we have, God's telling us like, focus on your heart. Focus on, like, what, like, your personal, how do I say it? Oh, my gosh, I lost the words for it.
Don't worry. We can edit that out.
Yeah. It's worship in spirit and in truth. Worship truly. Not just because of what the song says. Not just because, like, oh, yeah, God is good. God is good.
Mm-hmm.
But time, truly.
If he ain't.
Then you're lying in the rain.
Yeah, it's like worshiping truly.
Yeah,
what you're with your heart.
It has to be genuine. It can't just be led through emotion. Mm-hmm. Worship is not about what you are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's about you are giving to the Lord. It's not about us. Music when we worship God should not be about us. Mm-hmm. It should be about, hey, God, this is something I want to give to you. Mm-hmm. As a sacrifice to you. I'm bringing it to the altar, to you. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with us. And that is what you're saying, with a genuine heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just really like that verse.
Yeah, I like it too. Yeah, worship in a, what does it say actually? Like, worship how?
Worship in spirit and in truth.
Worship in spirit and in truth.
In espíritu y en verdad.
In espíritu. Mm-hmm.
That's where they get their name from.
Yeah. Worship in spirit and truth. Mm-hmm. I like it. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for watching us today. We are so grateful for you guys tuning in. We pray that you continue joining us every Friday, and we are excited to see you next week in another day, another way podcast. Bye.